This high school sports season was the first year baseball players have had a limit on how much they can throw. But is it enough to keep young pitchers from blowing out their arms? Gabe Altieri has the story.
So where does this hand go after I let go?
Thumbs go to the ground. This hand
leads.
Pitching a baseball is harder than it looks.
Just naturally pull forward.
We'll see what it does here.
There you go.
All right.
My coach there is Brandon Olbries. He's usually coaching players who are much more talented.
A couple tweaks here and there to get you going.
Olbries coaches the Deposit Hancock baseball team in Delaware County and had a pretty good spring. The group won their section even under new guidelines for pitchers. New York now requires a certain number of rest days. It depends on how many pitches a player throws. Olbries likes the rule.
I think New York State is controlling what they can control. What they can't control is the summer leagues, the winter leagues, you know, the fall leagues.
Playing just one sport year-round is happening more and more. The National Federation of State High School Associations funded a study last year that found about a third of high school athletes play only one sport. One reason is parents are thinking about college scholarships. A player could get noticed by playing year-round on travel teams.
If your child has a chance at a college scholarship and being on this team helps with that, well, you want them to be on that team and you want them to play on that team.
That's Joel Garrison. He's an athletic trainer with Lord's Hospital in Binghamton. He says pitching isn't a natural motion for an arm, and every time a pitcher throws a fastball, he's putting 50 to 60 pounds of torque on his elbow.
Now just imagine holding a bowling ball up in that position. We wouldn't do it.
And if we did, we'd certainly take a break. But breaks are happening less and less for high school athletes.
If they're playing year-round and just continually going and going and going, their arm is never getting a rest.
Both Garrison and Olbries agree that New York's new pitching rules are good as guidelines. They say it's up to the adults to pay attention to kids. And more importantly, know a pitcher's limits. In Binghamton, I'm Gabe Altieri for WRVO News.